Petition for Barbara Molson, May 563. Address as a letter to Dr. Charles Lilly, L-I-L-L-Y, Orthopedic Service, 773-6267. Dear Charles, this is a letter on behalf of Mrs. Molson for an upcoming right-sided hip replacement in February. As you are aware, she has a cadaveric renal transplant, University of Michigan. From chronic glomerulonephritis, has chronic kidney disease, which has been slowly progressive over time, takes transplant medications, a low dose because of history of recurrent urinary tract infection. He has post-transplant diabetes, which has been well controlled, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, for what she remains on beta blockers, as well as anticoagulation with Eliquis. Last visit was in August. Uses a CPAP machine at night for a short period of time. Blood pressure fluctuates at home in the 130s over 60s. Her most recent chemistries from January, normal electrolyte, mild metabolic acidosis of 20, creatinine at 1.9, which appears to be a new steady state, representing a GFR around 29, stage 4, has a normal calcium albumin liver testing, normal thyroid studies, no albumin protein in the urine. She does have anemia at 8.4 with large red blood cells, 113, with a normal white blood cell and platelet. From the renal transplant standpoint, there is no contraindication for upcoming surgery because of the long-term prednisone exposure. Be aware of potential adrenal insufficiency if for any reasons she is off oral prednisone. Missing tacrolimus or Telcept for 24, 38 hours is not a major issue. You will need to discuss anticoagulation with cardiology. What do they advise? Anemia with macrocytosis. We are going to update on appropriate iron studies, B12 folic acid, although this most likely represents the effects of transplant medications, the Telcept. Please share with me what is your cutoff hemoglobin for this kind of surgery. The last echo in 2019 December has normal ejection fraction, no major anormalities. Please let me know of any other information that you might need. End of dictation.